Unicorns are startups that have become billion-dollar enterprises. To get there is the one big goal every entrepreneur strives for, or so we've been told. But what if we raised the question, can we work together and create a community-driven unicorn? Welcome to Communicorn, the podcast where we explore different ways of building and engaging communities. We uncover the roles they play in driving social change. And we ask, what can we learn from each other? What can we learn from social innovators who are reshaping the economy beyond profit? Let's build the future together. Hi, I'm Lottie, the host of this session of Communicorn, the podcast that explores the role of communities in shaping impact enterprises. And I'm happy to introduce you to Johanna Kühner, who is the co-founder of SuperCoop, a democratic supermarket in Berlin. Great to have you joining, Johanna. Thanks for being here. Welcome to Communicorn.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Johanna, you are part of the board of SuperCoop, where you gained experience in community building and crowdfunding, among other things. Also, as a co-founder of Geno Digital, you played a key role in shaping its political work. In this podcast, we want to better understand the role of communities in shaping a more just and desirable future. Therefore, I'd like you to imagine or draw a picture, a scene of SuperCoop and its community. How does it look like? How does it feel?
Yeah, when you enter our community supermarket, it's very special because people really say hi to each other. And in a normal Berlin supermarket setting, that would be kind of confusing. But for us, it's really normal. Like, especially when I enter the co-op, like, I immediately know a lot of people. It's a real community feeling. And in general, I think our community is pretty diverse in terms of, like, also age, for example. So you really see young people, you see older people, people that work in different fields. And yeah, I think this is kind of the immediate thing. And also there's a lot more patience, I would say, because sometimes shopping feels like a big rush and something you really need to do. And it's more like, yeah, just necessary, but not really something you're looking forward to at the end of a workday, for example. And especially when I enter the co-op, I immediately feel like calmed down and like, okay, this is a place where we kind of have a bit more patience for each other.
After this more like creative intro, I'd like you to say a few more words about the background of SuperCoop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we started very small with very big ideas. So we all didn't know each other before founding SuperCoop, but we met at a social entrepreneurship weekend in Berlin. And two of my co-founders are from France. In Paris, the model exists and is pretty successful since 2012. So we were wondering, like, why is there such a great community-owned, transparent supermarket in Paris, but why is there none in Berlin? And we really wanted to change that from really different angles of motivation. Like, we had this motivation of creating a community, but also supporting local agriculture. Also the self-interest of just knowing better where our products come from and shopping more affordable products. So we all started to work on it like next to our full-time jobs. And it also took a bit of time to like build this community, to shape the idea, to also shape a bit like how we want to do it in Berlin, maybe also with some differences to France, of course, because they're just also cultural differences. And we founded a cooperative in 2020 with 40 founding members. And then step by step, we grew over time. We opened our first supermarket in 2021 with around 600 members. And today we're over 1,800 members.
Wow. So many people shopping groceries in a different style in Berlin. How would you describe the overall goal of SuperCoop?
Yeah, I would say there are different goals to it. So one is really also this community creation, because in Berlin is, of course, a really big city, but often we also live quite anonymously next to each other, more than living like really together. And SuperCoop is one of these spaces where people really interact and get to know each other, maybe beyond their normal social bubbles. But then it's also a key goal to support local farmers and producers. So we work with a lot of local producers from Berlin, from the surroundings, also with community-supported agricultures where we get our fruits and vegetables from. So it's really creating also these like business circles and strengthening the regional economy. And then the third and really also key aspect is that through the community work and through the aspect that all our members really actively contribute with like 3 hours every 4 weeks in the supermarket, we can offer lower prices compared to especially organic supermarkets. And it's really the goal also to make sustainable, fair shopping more affordable and closing a bit the gap between people that can afford like discounter food and people that can afford the organic options.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the impact of your company? For example, is it that people can shop at a lower price, but also sustainable? Or how would you describe it?
Yeah, I would also say it's like on these three different levels, maybe there are different impacts. So maybe on an individual level, it is, of course, like making it more accessible to shop in a sustainable way, to buy more regional products, but also really knowing how much the producer, for example, gets. So it just creates a really different shopping experience for the individual person. Then on the level higher, kind of, it's also really about supporting the producers that we work with. So of course, we also work with wholesalers because we have over 4,000 products. We're really like, you should get everything that you kind of need in the supermarket. So it also makes a lot of sense to work with wholesalers also for logistical and also ecological reasons at some point. But then we also work with producers that are just having like a new sales channel also through us. And we don't negotiate in the same way as the big supermarket chains, of course, to also offer fairer conditions. Then on a third level, and this is maybe a bit more abstract and harder to measure, I think it's also about empowering people and neighbors to really create something together. Because in our world, we are often, also myself, like it feels very overwhelming with all the challenges that we face, and facing them alone feels like, okay, like we can't do anything. It's just too bad. And creating this community also helps me. So I'm transferring this to other people maybe as well, to not feel as helpless, because mm-hmm. together we can definitely achieve more and feel maybe more impactful than trying to approach things alone.
Talking about community, how central is the concept of community to your work?
It's absolute key. Without a community, SuperCoop wouldn't exist. It wouldn't make sense. Of course, it's also important to have these driving people, like especially in the starting phase, like it needed these few people to also move the project forward, to really believe in it, to take others with them, kind of to taking the next steps and responsibilities connected to it. But you can have like an amazing board and supervisory board, but if there's no great community behind, you can't have a corporate supermarket. So community is the absolute heart and key of SuperCoop, because only with that it makes sense. Like the members in our community are the people using the co-op in the sense of shopping there, but also really running it. Like they are restocking the shelves, they're at the cashier, they're bringing in new ideas. So SuperCoop is the community.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the process of how people got involved? Like what is the starting point and then the formalization maybe also?
Yeah, I think it's pretty different. Of course, we also had these different waves. Like in the first step, it was people that were immediately kind of excited about the idea. And I'm counting myself into this group of like, okay, we need to get this going and we don't know exactly how, but let's create this. So people that were really excited about this creation process. And then in this process, there were still also a lot of people that were like, oh yeah, that's a cool idea, but like, I'm not sure if that works. And maybe I'm going to join when you have a shop. And mm-hmm. also when I know that the shop is in my neighborhood. So the second big wave of people came when we really decided on the location. And when we had kind of, okay, we know we're going to move in here. We're about to sign a potential renting contract. And for that, we created a crowdfunding campaign to say like, hey, if we can gather at least 500 people in this neighborhood, then we're able to really sign the contract and also get our loan from the bank to make it happen. So that was the second wave. And then like the third wave, and this is still like ongoing, really came when they seen, okay, this is a place now that exists. And I tried out shopping here and it's kind of cool and I want to be part of it. Or I can get special products here. Or I meet nice people. I get to know the people that produce the products that I buy. So the motivations are also pretty different.
Would you say that most of the people involved, like the members, are they living nearby or more in a further distance? Like how many Berlin people know from SuperCoop?
It's all Berliners because that makes kind of sense. Of course, we also have a few supporting members, like passive members that contributed capital and maybe don't live necessarily in Berlin, but these are more exceptions. The main community members really live in Berlin, and the big majority of them also in our direct neighborhood. So in the circle of like 1.5 to 2 kilometers where you can still like easily reach the supermarket by foot or by bike or closer public transport.
Also, ownership is an interesting thing when talking about cooperatives. What would you say, like talking about collective ownership and ownership in general, what are your thoughts on that connected to the community aspect?
Yeah, the ownership aspect is a really key one. And I think this is interesting to always see it reflected in the wording of people. So I think it's kind of a really big tipping point when people start talking about their supermarket. So it's not like, what do you have in the assortment? Or how can you make this different? Or criticize something like, in SuperCoop, it's like that. But they change really their wording into, how can we make this different? When I bought something in my supermarket, this and that happened. And I think there is really where this ownership aspect is reflected and where people start to also think differently about how to approach stuff. So they really start thinking in like solutions and not only stating out the problems.
And how is the community involved in the decision-making process?
In different ways. So first, on a very like more formal level, as of course, as every cooperative or Genossenschaft in German, we have our general assembly and we have the principle of one member, one vote. So no matter how many shares someone has, everyone has one vote in the general assembly. As members, as supervisory board members, as board members, everyone has one vote. And of course, then we take formal decisions in terms of like when we want to change our statutes, when we have like bigger decisions in the co-op that we want to decide with everyone. And also the elections of the board and supervisory board members are handled in general assemblies. Usually they take place once a year, sometimes more when we have more important stuff to decide on. But then there are a lot of informal ways how members shape the cooperative. And this is, for example, in working groups. And our working groups are a bit more self-organized. So within them, the people and members can really also take their own decisions, often, of course, also in exchange with the board members because they have a better overview about the financial situation, for example, and what's already been tried, what we can still try out in a new way. And I think this is a main part that people don't only decide about things because of like raising their hand and talking about things, that you really shape the co-op mainly in doing things in the working groups, but also then in the operational business. Because when you work your shift and you're restocking products, and maybe you have an idea of like, but this could be handled in a more effective way or in a more fun way. And then you can suggest it. And then we don't need to vote on it in the general assembly, but usually we just try it out. So I think this is really also how decision making on a smaller level takes place, and a lot through actions. What I think is very crucial to this being able to participate in decisions is also having access to enough information. And one way how we approach this, because it's really hard to get everyone on like a good information level because people have a lot of other stuff to do in their lives than only dealing with their supermarket. is that we offer a monthly meeting. It's called Super Report. And there we talk about very transparently, for example, about the financial situation, about also the work of the working groups. Mm-hmm. And I feel that this also helps to contribute a bit to shaping the organization.
Also, maybe it's interesting to our listeners. Maybe there are also parts or point in time where you say it's also more complex to work with the community as an instrument to shaping SuperCoop. Can you tell us about more about those critical points or crucial points in dealing with maybe conflicts or those hard times?
Yeah, it can be more complex. I mean, there is this saying of like, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I think this is somehow true for SuperCoop as well. We wouldn't have come that far without the community. Anyway, it doesn't make sense. As I said before, like the model is just based on its community. So it's absolute key. What I think is also key, though, is that we exactly don't decide everything with everyone, because that would be quite overwhelming for the community as well. Mm-hmm. I think it wouldn't be fair because, we can't expect people to deal like 10 hours a week with being informed and taking decisions about their supermarket. So this is why there's also a staff member team, and the board members and the staff members can also take a lot of operational decisions, because they have the information, they're there every day, they know how the operations work, they got a lot of input from the members. So they can also really decide about the operational business and, for example, which new suppliers we take and things like that. So I think it's important to not be blocked too much, and also, have these democratic elements implemented in a way that you can still like run and focus on your on the business, which is then like buying and selling food, if you want it like mm-hmm. that.
Every initiative's also like face questions of scaling or growing or creating more mm-hmm. impact or other impact. How would you describe your company's scaling mechanisms or like creating impact mechanisms at the time?
Yeah. So for now, it's been mainly about growing our membership and also our base of suppliers. So I think these are the ways how we scale for now, because we also are still in the process of needing to grow in order to be also financially sustainable. So we still need new active members or the active members buying more to sustain in our current location. Then the next step of scaling would be, for example, also having more cooperative supermarkets, of course. And there, the scaling method is not really trying to do this ourselves, but more in hopefully being able to support other initiatives. So more about this replicating the model mm-hmm. in other districts of Berlin, but then also potentially in other cities where the concept of cooperative supermarkets also exists partially in Germany. So there's one big other one in Munich that started in parallel with us. There's another one in Cologne and one emerging in Bremen. But also, honestly, it's not that fast as we have hoped for or imagined when we started, because, of course, we've also seen that the times are kind of critical. Like during COVID, I think there was this wave of people like, regional supply chains are really important. But then with the inflation and a lot of economic insecurity, it also was a bit of like a harder time. Then it's really hard in big cities to find suitable spaces, and really combining having an active community, a suitable and affordable location, and the right financial means all at the same time is pretty challenging for new projects that emerge. So we hope that we can scale through replication and inspiring others, but we also see that it's not as fast as we have hoped for.
Yeah. I was involved in one initiative in Hamburg, and it was not that easy to find all this at the same time. So I think there was the timing or the lack of place, one of the big factors that we now don't exist anymore, or not in mm-hmm. the same size it was. So it's often interesting to ask whether or how to change the scaling mechanisms into other directions, like replication you mentioned, or also to create more impact maybe through changing other norms. So it's also very interesting for me to see you as a person connected also to Genodigital, where you try to influence to make it easier, like the whole field to make it easier there to found a cooperative. So what would you say to, like, do you feel the whole community connected to Geno Digital and SuperCoop that it pushed you to the position to really create something? How's the connection between yourself and the community, like as the whole organizational field there?
I would say exactly what you mentioned, like being involved in this community and seeing how powerful it can be and how empowering as well, right? And at the same time, seeing the systemic challenges that we still face. Like, I really think that cooperatives and community-driven entrepreneurs can make this difference, but also in our economy, this is not always fostered. And this was exactly one of the reasons why we initiated Geno Digital, to kind of come together as a network of cooperatives and challenge the current political frame to overcome some of these systemic barriers, to hopefully make it then easier for others and not having everyone to overcome the same challenges all the time, because we simply don't have the time and often also not the energy and money for that, if we really want to scale these kind of forms of entrepreneurship, innovation, or,
Are there new directions, challenges, or dreams you see for SuperCoop at the moment?
The first dream is really that it's going to be like a thriving cooperative that gets maybe also out of these struggles that come all the time that we are also facing because of rent increases, because of this economic insecurity, because we maybe don't grow as fast as the economic frame requires. Like, we don't think it's necessarily bad to grow slowly, but we just also need to grow fast if we want to sustain in this frame. And of course, also if we want to have a higher impact, right? Because when we reach more people and we can integrate more suppliers and sell more products via this cooperative frame, then also our impact gets a lot stronger. So for SuperCoop, I really wish that we can scale in the cooperative that we are, but also that we can then inspire a lot more people to also go into this direction and field. And when I think it another layer higher, then I would also love to see more cooperation between cooperatives and more connection between each other. Because often when you're then, you need to overcome and deal with your daily struggles and issues, then it's hard to also make resources for this collaboration. But I also see a lot of potential, especially between the different sectors that exist, like energy, living, the food cooperatives, maybe then also going into the digital network economy. How can they all collaborate between each other and strengthen each other? So this is more like the vision that I see.
Coming almost to the end, but not the end at the moment, but I want to play us a little game. We called it A, B or C game, but I see it now more as a triangle where you can position yourself. At the top, there's the enterprise or SuperCoop at the moment, like as the entrepreneurial side of it. Here, community and their impact. Where, if you had to position yourself in the triangle, where would you position yourself at the moment? What is the most interesting part for you?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because impact is, of course, the reason why we do things. So I would definitely position us there. But then, of course, the way how we think we can achieve this impact is through community and through making it also a sustainable business. So, yeah, I would more see it as like the ways to reach the impact that we wish to see.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add to this episode of CommuniCon? One final sentence from your side, a statement.
Yeah, I think for me, founding a cooperative was really key in being able to, or being motivated also in this entrepreneurial activity somehow, because I wouldn't have liked to start something myself. I really was motivated by it, doing this together with other people, because it makes you feel way stronger as a group. And also, it's amazing, I think, that in a cooperative, you can combine so much knowledge and so many perspectives that you just simply can't have alone. So we really wouldn't have known how to create a supermarket because we're not coming from this field. But doing it with a community, it really allowed us to access all the knowledge of the big community. And in the end, of course, also the financial means, because we collected also the money as a group and as a collective. And so I think that was really key in the end for getting started, staying motivated and still being there.
Really nice. Thank you. That brings us to the end of this conversation, of this episode of Communicon. Thank you for sharing your insights, Johanna, for being here with us. We've explored new ways of building impact through community. Thanks for listening. We'd like to stay in contact. And yeah, now it's your turn to think about how to change the status quo, how to build the future together. Thank you.